Mike List is our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike joining us from MetLife, from Jersey. Okay, tell us about Bradley Chubb and why he has been scratched for today.
Yeah, they went back and forth, and I wasn't out there Friday. Were you out there, D-Man?
I was. He was participating. I mean, the limited time that we saw, helmet on, running around, doing drills.
Yeah. Somebody, a couple guys said that he was definitely favoring an ankle. So I don't think it just didn't quite heal like they had hoped. You know, they went back and forth all week on whether or not he was going to play. I think Wednesday, Thursday, you know, maybe even Friday before they were talking about him playing. But then Saturday, yesterday, I started hearing, there's 17 games. It's artificial turf. Turf and ankles don't go together. Let's sit him this week and get him ready for next week.
Mike, is there any whispers in the organization about concern that this is a guy that, for all of his talents, may never get to reach his potential because he's just going to be injury prone?
Well, I mean, he's in a rut that way. No, that's not what they're talking about right now. We're talking about it. I know I know the fan is rightfully talking about it, but that's not how they talk, you know, upstairs or with the coaching staff. There are, you know, their focus is he's a good player. Yeah, he's been dinged up here lately, but it's been one, you know, the one ankle didn't come around. This is the other ankle, which he got during practice. You know, apparently, according to, you know, what Fangio said, it was before the Rams preseason game. And I wonder what he did in that game, because he played 21 snaps, and so did Vaughn. He played the same amount of snaps as Vaughn did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hasn't played since. So he's only practiced on a limited basis a couple times since. So, yeah, it's, you know, with everything that went on with Bradley this week, I think he needed this game. He needed to play in this game, but the ankle wasn't quite cooperating, and we'll see where he is next week. Jacksonville, I believe, is grass field, so I would say there's a real good chance he plays next week.
There's been some other roster moves today and a surprise scratch with Andrew Beck. Can you tell us about who got promoted and demoted today for the game?
Yeah. I was surprised a little about Andrew Beck because he is the one and only fullback, so that probably means a lot of two tight ends or three receiver sets is what we're going to see a lot of today. You know, both make sense. Saubert really came on, and he's a good blocker and receiver. And then you got four really good receivers, so you got to get them all the ball. And what they did as far as inactives, they did not dress Nate McCrary, who just got here from Baltimore. He was a waiver claim. He's an undrafted rookie. They like his running experience. But Demaria Crockett, from what I understand, is going to be promoted again next week. you know, he's been around a little bit more. He's a solid guy. He's a good special teams guy. So he'll get promoted from the practice squad ahead of McCrary. And then Nate Hairston is going to play ahead of Kerry Vincent, a rookie. And what that tells you guys is that they worried that Vincent, you know, was going to get claimed on waivers. And you saw what happened this past week with Mac McClain getting signed off a practice squad. There's a shortage of cornerbacks in the NFL right now. And so had they tried to sneak Vincent to the practice squad, the Broncos didn't think he would make it. So they kept him on the 53. They may try to stash him and redshirt him there as long as they can, and then bring up a veteran cornerback, Hairston, from the practice squad as much as he can. But, you know, you can only do it twice before you have to bring him up on the 53. And then he got Ojemudia, who should be ready by week four against the Ravens. And Mike Boone, same thing with Mike Boone. Both those guys are scheduled to play week four against the Ravens. So they just got to juggle the roster for the first three games until then.
Mike, I'm curious, as somebody that is visiting the New Jersey, New York area this weekend, what has the feeling, the vibe, the atmosphere been like from your vantage point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you couldn't, every time you flip the channel in the hotel room, I got in Friday and visited with some people around here. You know, 9/11 affected everyone, but it was really profound to the people around here. 9/11 will, you know, it's just part of the heart and soul of the people here. And it's, you know, the tributes and the memorials that have gone on this weekend, they're all over the place. There, you know, there were special shows on every channel. So it's a big deal. Yesterday, they did have those World Trade Center, two lights beaming where the World Trade Center towers had been. The Freedom Tower is lighted in all its majesty. It's a beautiful building. It's just powerful stuff. You know, last night I was on the Riverwalk, and Pat Shermer walked up, and he spent 2 years here and really got to know the history behind 9/11 when he was here. And he just, bent over on the railing fence and would stare down the Freedom Tower and the two beaming lights also. So it's just something that people think about deeply, and it's still part of them, and we'll see how much effect it has on a football game today.
Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News was on with us earlier, Mike, and he picked the Broncos to win in a landslide. I know you've been picking the Giants, hesitantly, but picking the Giants. I'm curious if there's been any developments here leading up to the kickoff in less than an hour that either has you keeping the same opinion or perhaps changing your mind.
Yeah, I have no feel for this game. I'm kind of going with the home team here, and the 9/11, you know, I've been saying for a month now that 9/11 was going to be a big deal. And so I'm going with that. But Friday, all my New Jersey friends that I have here, they're all picking the Broncos.
Mm, right, right.
They don't think they have much of a team here. So we'll see. I know the Broncos look great in the preseason. I'm a little leery of that. And, you know, you look at Minnesota today, they don't look so hot. Seattle looks good though. I don't know. I really don't have a feel for this opener. The one thing, I guess one reason why I picked the Giants is I kind of wanted to make a point too, that the first game is not the be-all, end-all on whether your team is a playoff contender.
Wait.
I will challenge Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
I think what we're looking at, though, is there was so much momentum and causes, both legitimate and maybe manufactured a bit throughout this offseason, to create an undeniable feeling of forward momentum and optimism going into this season. I just think, and I'm not looking at this as a must-win from a record standpoint, but just in order to pay off everything that was built up during the offseason, I think they have to go out and win this game, especially in the eyes of so many people that they should win. If you don't, I just think it kind of, you know, rips the scab off all those festering wounds, and then I think you're kind of right back to where you were, you know, at the end of last season.
Maybe, but if they lose this game and they beat Jacksonville next week and the Jets, which they will, mm-hmm. then they're 2-1 and they're okay again. And then, you know, Baltimore's lost. They got Baltimore at home, and they've lost a couple of key players already. Maybe this is the year Baltimore has some the injury woes. And so, you know, Tampa Bay lost the opener and looked terrible in the season opener last year. Not that the Broncos are going to be a Super Bowl team. I just think week one is over the years. Just being a football fan and following it, this is my 17th season. Week one seems to be the least indicative week of a football team sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know the Broncos have started bad, and that's bad. And I did look it up, and there's 8 Super Bowl appearances, seasons. They won the opener in all 8 seasons. So I guess my point is it matters unless it doesn't. Right. So that's where I'm at it. I don't think anything until boy, the Steelers are beating the Bills, by the way.
Well, we're watching it. Yeah. We'll give an update on that. Yeah. We'll take care of that one there, Mike. But But we appreciate it, and man, have safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
All right, that's Mike Kliss, the 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. Indeed.